Okay, we are on. I am Baze. I'm in Baze. And we are going to start again. We're going to start again from Amar Rav Huna, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines at the bottom. We're going to start again from Amar Rav Huna. We did it yesterday, but in order to get into the flow of things, we will start again from 13 lines at the bottom. I am Baze. I'm in Baze. That would be 72B. My guess is 3. Dr. Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Gita Kimatanasai, a Shchiv Meraz Gat is like a Matana. Again, Rav Huna is not directly addressing the Mishnah. Rav Huna is saying Stam Alocha. A Shchiv Meraz gives a Get is similar to when a Shchiv Meraz gives a present, where the Rabbanan Institute is two parts to a Shchiv Meraz present. One is if he recovers, the present is null and void. And number two is he doesn't need a Kinyan. That's with the two things Rabbanan instituted by Shchiv Meraz. We compare Gitai to Matanasai. Mana Tanasai Mabat Chayzer. Just like in Matana, if the Shchiv Meraz does recover, the Matana is null and void. He can retract it. Av Gitai Mabat Chayzer. So even though he gave his wife a get, and he did not say, if I die, he didn't say those words, right? He didn't say Macy. So that even though that, it's an automatic understanding, that is the, this is Rashi's shot on the Rishayim argument, we're learning Rashi. That is, automatic understanding that the get is dependent on that condition. If he dies, it's retroactive. And if he does, because a get can't be given posthumously, even though a present Rabbanan say can. And if he doesn't die, the get is null and void. That is what Rabbi Rabbuna said.
Rabbi did say in Macy, though.
What?
The Mishnah says in Macy.
Again, Rabbuna is not talking about the Mishnah. Rav Huna is an independent halacha that the Gemara brings here because the Gemara will bring the Mishnah. Rav Huna is an independent halacha that even if one doesn't say Emesi, this is the halacha. Now, if he says Emesi, it's clear that that's what he meant.
Are the people that chaylik on Rav Huna? Are there people that...
Yes. That's why we're learning Gemara. You know, it's an amazing thing. We're going to learn Gemara, and we'll find out that people do or don't argue on Rav Huna. That's why we're learning this Gemara. We don't want to give away the end of the book before we read the beginning. Zug to Gemara. By the way, I gave Rabbi Cohn the test. He's now in possession of the test. So if you don't get
waiting for it.
Waiting for it. It should be done already by now. I can't imagine what's taking so long.
I have a scanner on me. I'm sure
you scan. Okay.
No, seriously.
He doesn't have a scanner on him.
I do. I have one at work.
Fine. Okay. He will scan it to you when he gets home. Umagitai. Avagavadli parish. Kivin da maksuvu avagavadli amitru. And by get, even if he does just as kisvu, he doesn't have to say true. It's self-understood. We learned that earlier. That a mesukin who says, Kisvu get l'ishti means kisvu tenu. Af matanasai, kibin dam etenu, afagam l'ikonim in there, even though there was no kenya. Rashi. Zag to Rashi, gita de shchiv merak matanasai. Ma matanasai, minim baba basha mamat chayzer. Yanki, I'm in trouble. Can I trouble you for the water? Af gita im mamat chayzer. V'loi mi boi hechid da amre imesi do haloi meis. For sure, if he said imesi, he didn't die. El afilo loi amre imesi, Rashi says. We assume that that was the intention of the Shchiv Meraz. Like we learned in the Rashi, Rashi is the seventh parak, Tisus is the sixth parak. Rav Shimon Shazuri, I'm Avam Sukin, Kivu Zamakisu, Avagavad Lametanu, and I tell the Mace of Kamri means to give it. Hari Aman, Ubatul Haget Meyel, it's Viter. Zok the Gemara Viter. That's Rav Huna's halacha. Zog to Gemara. Tanan. Now we bring our Mishnah in as a question on Rav Huna. Zegitech mayayim emesi mechaylizeh. There a person did speak on emesi. Well, for sure Rav Huna's halacha would apply that if he doesn't die, he gets nachal, right? That's what seemingly would be. And it says, V'amad v'halach b'shuk v'chal omes. Got up, walked around, became ill again, and died. I'm the nice, so we call in our medical team to evaluate him. If it was a relapse into the second, into the first illness, then it is a get. If it's a new illness, ain't a get. We have the Mamet Chayzer. And if a person, as soon as he gets up, everything he did as a Shrimmera is null and void, which is what Rav Huna said. So Lomeli Umdana, Hari Amad, he got up. Rav Huna said, if Amad Chayzer, that's what Rav Huna said. Amad doesn't have to mean that we know for sure. Amad means he got up. He got up means as soon as he got up and walks around, everything he did as a Shrimmera is done. So why does the Mishnah say we evaluate whether it's the first or second illness? He was Amad. Zakrashiari Amad Ubatla get me Elov. And for the Gemara, so that's the Kasha and Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna is the one that said that as soon as he gets up, the get is battle. Our Mishnah says he gets up and then gets sick, we have to do a medical evaluation. Rav Huna is not mashma that there's any medical evaluation. As soon as he gets up, it's null and void. And for the Gemara, Amar Marbei Rav Yosi Mishmei the Rava, Shenitak Mechayli Lechayli. The Mishnah means he went from one illness to the other, which means he never got up. And therefore, the get's not, we have to figure out, did he die from that illness? Because that's the assumption that when he gave the get, he meant from this illness. Zok the Gemara, Va'amar Ksani. You can't say that. The Mishnah says, Amar. Zok the Gemara, Amad Mechayli Zeh, V'Navul Lechayli Achar. It doesn't mean he got up and walked around. It means he got out of illness one and went into illness two. We have to call our medical team to see which is the one he died from. Illness one or illness two. Track the Gemara V'Halach B'Shuk Tani. Says he walked around. What are you telling me he never got up? He got up and walked around, the Mishnah says. Zok the Gemara, Halach Amishantai. He walked with a walker, walked with a cane, never really walked healthy. Amad would mean he got up, walked around like a regular person. He walked around with Mishantai, his walker. And therefore, that's now the question. He walked on his walker, so the Mishnah, and then he got sick again. So the Mishnah, then you have to evaluate whether it's the first illness or the second illness. The Hakamash Malan, and the Mishnah is teaching me, Halach Amishanta Hudabina Umdana. We only need an Umdana if he never really showed us recovery. He walked, but he still needed a walker. So now we have to figure out, when he got sick again, is it the first or the second? Because he never showed signs of complete recovery. Idach, but if he got up and walked around like a regular person, Umdana, Nami Levina. We don't even have to bother. We don't even have to bother because Idok means if he didn't get up, I think. What does he learn Idok is?
He remained in bed.
Remained in bed, but don't even have to. He goes Mechayli Lechayli in bed, assume that it's the first illness extending. It's only if he gets up on Mishantai that we have to figure out did he recover adequately from the first illness. So there's three Madregas. If he got up and walked, everything he did is null and void. If he got up on his walker, we have to figure out, then became sick again, we have to figure out whether he ever recovered or not. If he never got up, even though it seemingly went from the illness A to illness B, we assume it's all illness A continuing and everything works. Rashi.
So this is not a steer at all with it?
Right, but Rav Huna just said if he gets up and recovers, it's null and void. Gets up and walks without a walker.
So what is Rav Huna adding?
Rav Huna is adding, according to Rashi, 2 points. Without Rav Huna, I would say I got 2 points.
Remember, we have the Mishnah, remember that.
Again, Rav Huna is adding 2 points to the Mishnah. The major point Rav Huna is adding is that even if he doesn't say Emesi, it means Emesi. That you don't see from the Mishnah. According to Rashi. That's point A that Rav Huna is adding. Point B that Rav Huna is adding is that the translation of the Mishnah Amad V'Halach doesn't mean Amad V'Halach without a walker. Because if we're Amad V'Halach without a walker, everything would be null and void. So there are two parts, two halachas that Rav Huna is telling me. One is the translation of the word Amad in the Mishnah. Rav Huna is limiting that to a guy who's not completely walking on his own. Number two, as Rav Huna is telling us, according to Rashi, that even if he doesn't say emesi, it means emesi. Two parts that Rav Huna has added to the explanation of the Mishnah. Rashi. Zogt Rashi, shenitik mechayli lechayli. Ve'ein zu amida, el mkembo lekla refuah sho'achas. It's not an amida unless he got to refuah at least for 1 hour. He completely healed. Amishantai. Nishan amakloi, leans on his cane. Lo'ilam chaylihi. V'hod enokat chalach, lab mishum da amidahi. It's not a complete amida. The tale of Mino Amamadei Nechazer. We cannot infer that Amad is not enough. What happens when he walks in his cane is he triggers a medical investigation. He did walk. And he had said, Idach, Mishaloi Halach Mishok, Mistama, Abba Mishanit Mikhaili Akhar, Yashbai Mikhaili Mishavaloi Bayomdana. Now let me just give a little bit of medical background, even though I'm not a doctor. In those days, a Shiv Mara was in bed. He was not capable of getting out of bed and walking. He was beyond that. He was Shiv Mara. He was laying in bed because things were bad. That's what the word Shchiv Mera means. Doesn't mean he had a cold. A Shchiv Mera was somebody deathly ill that in most cases didn't make it. Roiv Shchiv Mera died. Now, he got up and walked. That's a miracle in itself. Shchiv Meras don't get up and walk. A Shchiv Mera that gets up and walks shows a degree of recovery. And Rav Huna is saying if he gets up and walks without a cane, he's got it. He's out. Now, doctors today might do a blood test or MRI or whatever they want to do. But in those days, that meant he was out. Shchiv Meras don't walk. And if he never got out of bed, the assumption is no matter what else he contacted, is an extension of disease number one. Because as the body shuts down, Rachmana Litzlan, it shuts down from step to step to step to step. The Shaila becomes, he walked on a cane. He got out of the real status of a Shchiv Mera that can't get out of bed. But he never got to the point of walking. And then had a relapse. So then we have to figure out, is the fact that he got out of bed and walked cancel the fact that he was a Shchiv Mera? Because the bottom line is, Shchiv Meras don't get up and walk. And he did get up and walk. But on the other hand, he only walked on a cane. Couldn't walk completely. That's where you need the umdana to kick in to find out what caused death. That's the Pshasa's Gemara. Zakti Gemara Weiter. Shamat Mina, based on this halacha, you are telling me that Shchiv Mera shenitik mechayli v'chayli matanasa matana. You just told me a new finish. That a Shchiv Mera who never gets up, but as far as the doctors are concerned, he moved from one illness to the second illness. And the Mishnah seems to say that in that, you don't need an umdana. That's what Rav Huna said. In bed, he suffered from A, and now he's suffering from B.
He said the guy stays in bed.
We said, he's a Shchiv Mera. He never recovered. His get is a get. His matana is a matana. That's what we see from here.
Right.
Even though doctors are saying the cause of death is illness number two, we say illness number two came with illness number one. That's what the Gemara said. Is that true? So the Gemara said, yes, it is true. You're right. You just saw Chiddush. It's a true Chiddush. Rashi Matanas Matana. It makes Mechayli Achar. The Amit Lav Amini. You're saying that's not considered getting up. They got to get the Masnisenu to be an Umdana. The only reason you need an Umdana should be Mechayli Zeh Kamala. He said Chayli Zeh. Since he said Chayli Zeh, if he got up on a cane, we'd do an umdana. Had he not said Chayli Zeh, we would not consider that he even got up. Even if he got up and walked on a cane, we would say it's still a Shchiv Mera. The only reason we need an umdana is because he said Chayli Zeh.
The doctor's opinion is not taken?
The doctor's opinion does not change the status that he never recovered, correct?
The doctor said he
recovered. But he got sick again. He never recovered to the point of recovery.
Well, the doctor said it's a second illness.
Again. doesn't make a difference. A regular Shkimara never said Michaeli Zeh. He never said he's going to die from this illness. He said if I don't recover.
Is that what Rav Huna said?
Again, Rav Huna is going in the Mishnah is going in a case when he said it makes Michaeli Zeh. He specified Chayli Zeh. So we need to know whether it is
Chayli Zeh. The doctor said it's not Chayli Zeh.
If he never got out of bed, we don't care what the doctor said.
What? The doctor's right there.
It's very simple in that what this is talking about is actually a very interesting bit of epistemology, but it's...
Please, Rabbi, don't say this.
I am not a preacher. How do you define something? This is a really nice case of a predetermined criteria that's saying, if you have this, then this. And that's not just simply a bald statement of, I think this. It's a very important statement.
The Gemara is saying that a guy who never got out of bed, even though doctors say it's a new illness, it's all the first illness.
This very recently happened with COVID. When COVID started, nobody knew what you died of with COVID. And so therefore, it was decided by the people who decide this type of stuff that nobody died with COVID, everybody died of COVID. And so therefore, anytime you died with COVID positivity,
anybody that died, yeah.
Therefore, they died of COVID. Now, some of this isn't true, but... For instance, a significant number of people who die, elderly people who die with influenza, that die of heart attacks and strokes and things like this, just sets up an inflammatory state. Or at least that's the way we define it. What I meant earlier is it would be silly to impute to me a lack of belief in the terrorist tomorrow that there is an iron heart. On the other hand, we do not have an asset.
That's the answer to Baruch Meisher's question. Rabbi and Rava argue on Rav Huna according to Rashi when he didn't say Imesi. They say, Eshchim Merada gives a get, we do not say that he meant only if he dies. Now he would say, in fact, the Gemara, why? Gzeira. Shema Yomru get lacha misa. Really, they agree to Rav Huna. Rav Huna said to Rabbi and Rava makes perfect sense. A guy that's a shimra is giving a get. It's assumed because he thinks he's going to die. And he meant Mahayayim Imesi, even though he didn't say that. But Rabbi and Rava say, if you let a shimra get work, people will say, a guy who died is divorcing his wife. Now, Rabbi and Rav Huna are only arguing in a case when he didn't say Imesi. It's understood. They say people will make a mistake and say, wow, the divorce works after he dies. They won't see it as retroactive. Whereas if he says Mayayim and Macy, they will see it as a retroactive. If he doesn't say it, they'll say, hey, get works after that. So it's a Gzeira Drabanan. So the Gzeira Drabanan invalidates the get. I'm sorry, the Gzeira Drabanan makes the get a get. They don't hold that he can retract. They say that when Shimra divorces his wife, even if he dies, even if he recovers, the get is a get. Because we are establishing that a Shchimara gives the get, it's a get now. Unless he says it Macy. It's a get now. He didn't make a condition. He meant a condition. We can't have that. Because then people will say, look, if he dies, it's a get. That means a get works after death. Again. Rav Huna said, even if a person doesn't say it Macy, it means it Macy. That was the first Chiddush of Rav Huna. Right? That's what Rashi told us. Rav and Rav and Rav are arguing on that chiddush. They say without an emesi, it doesn't mean emesi.
That's only by get or is he by matana?
By get. Because they get lachamisa. frets the Gemara, and Meikam Midi, the Raisa will have a Gita. But the Raisa is not a get, because Rav and Rav agreed that Rav Huna is right, that the guy only meant if he dies. And we are now permitting an Eishes Ish to get married because we're afraid people will say the wrong thing, and therefore we say she's divorced? She's not divorced. In, yes, called the Mekadosh, I died to Drabona Mekadosh. Anybody makes Kedushin is doing it with the understanding that the Rabbanon are in charge of his marriage. And in a case like this, the Rabbanon don't want it to be a get. They can't make it a get because they have no ability to get a woman divorced if she's not divorced biblically. So they say, you know what? She's not divorced, but she's not married. She was never married. We removed the Kedushin retroactively. She's been married for 45 years. She's not married anymore. She never was married. Frekti Gemara Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi Tinuch D'Kadosh B'Kasva. Makes sense by money. You can say that the money wasn't Kedushin. And then, Derech Agav, because the money was Kedushin, they lived without Kedushin for 45 years. B'Kadosh Rabia Ma'ikah L'Meimar? Are they going to say the same thing by Kadosh Rabia? Are they going to directly say that the guy who made Kedushin was being Mizana? Zog to Gemara Amalei, yes. Shavi Rabbanu L'Blas, Abilis Nos. By Kaspa, they also do that. Because by Kaspa, by saying the Kedushin wasn't a Kedushin, he lived with her for 45 years, it was Nos. But they didn't directly take an act of Kedushin Bia and turn it into Nos. They took the money away, which turns everything Derech Agav into Nos. The question was, would they do it directly? Yes, they were. That's how we're learning. Rush.
Rabbi?
Yes.
That seems like a very big chiddush. But if it's true, then why can't, let Rabbanan, step in abusive marriages or a guy won't give a get? So step in and say,
I am telling you, Dr. Harris, you just stepped into a minefield.
Another minefield.
You just stepped into a minefield. There were rabbis in the 1970s that wanted to say they wanted to say that there can never be an Aguna problem. Because anytime a guy doesn't want to give a get, we, as rabbis, have the kayak of Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kedushin. I'm telling you, this is a fact. They wrote, have a kayak of Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kedushin Minei, and therefore she was never married.
It doesn't sound so crazy.
Came along Rabbi Yashi Ber Soloveitchik, and he wrote a scathing tshuva that Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kedushin Minei are only chazal. No rabbi of the Fifth Annual Synagogue has the right to be Mavkia Kedushin. He was the one that was the leader of the group that wanted to say it. Being a rabbi in Fifth Avenue Synagogue did not give you the right to be Mavkia Kedushin. Chazal, when a guy is Mekadosh Adai to the Rabbanon, he doesn't mean Adai to the rabbi of the Fifth Avenue Synagogue. He means Adai to Chazal. And therefore, Chazal have the right to do this. The rabbi of the Fifth Avenue Synagogue, or any other synagogue, by the way, including Shemesh Shabbos, has no right to do these things.
That was an Orthodox synagogue.
Yeah. It was an Orthodox synagogue, and a guy came along, and he came up with this svara, and Rabbi Yoshe Ben Salvechik, the reason it had to be him, is because he was the one that they respected and didn't think he was extreme, right? He was there, they looked to him as a rabbinic authority, and he was a huge, unbelievable Talmud Chacham. I just need my Haskama. He wrote a scathing tshuva saying it was the two issues that he addressed. He addressed many more. That was one svara, they said. And the other svara these rabbis wanted to say is that when the Gemara said Tav Lameis of Tandu, that it's not a schus for a woman to get divorced, the Bizman is that's not true. Today we have women's lib. Women are more independent. They don't mind not being married. Therefore, if you can accept a get for a woman, because it's chosila. You don't need her. You don't need to be a shliach. That was another chiddush of theirs. And again, he wrote a big tshuva saying, don't tamper with chazal. Not a good idea.
And fryism? Is there a kedushin?
You're getting involved in a totally different sugya. That is whether the edim are not there. There are no kasher edim.
Right.
So the kedushin is not a kedushin. Then there's a machloikas, Rav Henkin and Ramesha, a major machloikas that existed for the last 70 years. And that is, Rav Henkin held that anybody that lives as husband and wife, even if they didn't have a formal kedushin, are automatically married.
It would not be
lesnus. Because ain't other maister belos to be
lesnus. Is that what the Gemara says?
No, the Gemara says here that a person's marriage is dependent on Chazal's willingness. Every frum yid that gets married is only doing it because this is what Chazal said. And if Chazal pulled the plug, it's pulled.
They can say that
the Kedushin was never good because the Kedushin is made out there tonight. In fact, that's why we use the word Kedas Maisha Yisrael in Kedushin. That's what Taisa says. Taisa says that the reason we say Kedas Maisha Yisrael is to say that we are making our Kedushin with their blessing and they can take it away at any point. Now, the Kasha, the Achreinim have, is why isn't that Breira? It's leaving it up to them to decide at a future date whether the Kedushin's... So that's Shaila and Kveger and all that, right? And they talk about it, not the Gaos today. Yes. Oh, by the way, let me just finish once I started. Rav Henkin held that Ein Adam Maisa Belos to Bilus Nus makes a marriage even though there was no formal Adam on the Kedushin. The fact they lived like husband and wife, and everybody knows they lived like husband and wife, is enough to create a Kedushin. Rav Maisha said that the halach of Ein Adam Maisa Belos to Bilus Nus is by frum people. People that are not frum, there's no such concept of Ein Adam Maisa Belos to Bilus Nus, and therefore they do not have Kedushin, and therefore the kids are not. This is the game of Mamzerus. This is the game very much so.
And one of the many things I don't understand is the does this, in fact, inherit?
No. Children out of wedlock inherit anyway. Dr. Gemara Weiss. How long?
About 72 years.
Yes.
So, Rav Moshe says it's not a miracle.
Correct.
So, he is the authority, he is our authority in halacha. I just want to know, how can a person possibly Rav Henkin and every other thing go with Rav Moshe? How can you do that?
I think you're not understanding who Rav Henkin was.
No, I didn't mean it like Rav Henkin. I'm saying, if you
postulate
everything else like
Rav Moshe,
how can you understand?
Who is
postulating
everything else like
Rav Moshe? Let's say we
postulate
like
Rav Moshe. Some people do, some people don't.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, are you allowed to, let's say you, if Rav Moshe is, you can postulate Moses time like him, right?
Again.
How can you jump?
Again. I'm not here to postulate this, Shiloh. I can only tell you that anybody that's in this situation is worried that his kid shouldn't be mamzerim. I mean, you know what I mean? You don't want people going around saying these kids are mamzerim according to Rav Henkin. Again, I think you're underestimating who Rav Henkin was. He was not the rabbi of Fifth Avenue Synagogue. He was the Gadol HaDor. Before Rav Moshe came to America, he was the Pesach HaDor. He was a Pesach HaDor. He was a man of great caliber, and many people relied on him more than they relied on Rav Moshe. He was unbelievable. He was the Gadol HaDor. He was the Pesach HaDor in America. And then Rav Moshe also became the Pesach HaDor. Right? But it's not like Rav Henkin was like a small rabbi in Shemesh Shabbos that's arguing Rav Moshe. He's not. He was a Gadol HaDor. He had every right in the world to disagree with Rav Moshe. Again, I'm not here to bask in the Shiloh.
You have multiple Gadol HaDor.
Sure do. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv. They didn't agree and they disagreed on many factors. By the way, it wasn't a personal animosity. It was a disagreement in halacha. You can have people disagree in halacha. They're both Pesach HaDor. Is there a person crowned as the... If nobody's the Sanhedrin HaGadol today. Nobody has that authority. You know what I mean? Who decides who the Gadol HaDor is? Who decides who's the bigger Pesach of Salman or Bilyashev? I have no idea who was the bigger Gadol HaDor. Or Rav Moshe who lived at the same time. Or Rav Vosner and Bnei Brak. There are people big Pesach HaDor. You know, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv were Mashalach. Shlomo Zalman's son married Rav Yashiv's daughter. And she was once an optometrist. and she was looking at photo cray glasses, the ones that turn colors. On Shabbos, when you walk outside, walk in. Rabbi Yashav Asis, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is Matar. So she was muttering to herself, my father says it's Asir, my Shver says it's Mutter. So the optometrist said to her, who cares what your father and Shver say? He didn't know what she was. Who cares what your father and Shver say? Why don't you ask a Rav? Yes, doctor.
In regards to Avram's question, Avram Moshe Paskin already. Since it's Eliezer on a question of medical halacha, I'm trying to remember what, disagreed with Rav Moshe.
Yeah, a lot of people disagree with Rav Moshe.
He wrote Rav Moshe and asked for permission to disagree with him. And Rav Moshe said, sure, obviously. And so Rav Moshe already
posted
that question.
They say over, which I don't believe is true, that somebody came to Rav Yashav and had a kasha to Tshuva to Rav Moshe. And he was going to America. So he asked Rav Yashav, what should he do? He doesn't understand Rav Moshe's Tshuva. So Rav Yashav, I don't know if this story is true. Rav Yashav said that you're going to America, go to Rav Moshe, make the bracha when you see him, and then ask him the question. So they say. Make the bracha, and then ask him the question. You have to know who you're dealing with. You got to ask a question. Okay, Dr. Gemay right. Finish Rashi. Dr. Rashi. They swear the hundred of Huna Hekat Loyamer Macy swear the Huda Mamad in the Kaiser. Zero Shemayamer get as God Lachamita, the Mamad Kaiser, so the Bremer will have a get at the Mayas. They say it's not a get to his eyes. Because the Mayas have a Gita. That's what people will say. Shmamina Yeshket Lachamita, Vasil Lachshura, Zagit Lachamita. They'll say Zagit Lachamita works. Lo Yadu, they won't know that given Loy Parish Midi Lahogi Hibn Lalish, they get Maaksuba Masu Yamas. They won't understand the implied is retroactivity. Loy have a Gita? I died to the mace of law. It's an automatic understanding. You only gave it to her if he dies. We hardly mace. Ain't a get the unzit lo shchiyachu. That's weiter. Don't think about weiter. Kader rabbanon. Zeh gitach mayoyim emesi mechayli zeh. Now, but here there's going to be a contradiction in the brisa. In Bavli, this contradiction is never resolved. Yushalmi resolves the contradiction. Let's see first Bavli. That's what we learn now is Bavli. The reason I spoke out is because I think some people in the room will say right away, what's the contradiction? The difference is apparent, right? So I want to point out, the Yerushalmi thinks so, but Bavli does not think that the difference makes a difference. Let's see the Gemara. Tana Rabbana. Zagitech Mayayim, not like I know Yerushalmi, by the way, it's that I saw it brought down. Tana Rabbana. Zagitech, I think Tyson is going to stop. Zagitech Mayayim Mesi Mechayli Zeh. The guy says, this is my get if I die from this illness. The man died because of a collapsed house or bitten by a snake. He never recovered from that illness, by the way. He just never died from that illness either. He had said in Meis Mechayli Zeh, and he did die during the illness. He never recovered, but he didn't die from the illness. He died during the illness. What is that? Locha? Zuck to Brisa? Ain't a get. It's not a get. He didn't die from the illness. Imloy emed mechayli zeh. He says, I don't recover from this illness. Hariz a get. Now, the question is, in both cases, what does he mean? I don't recover, or I die from the chayli. The Gemara understands that to say the same message. In fact, the Gemara, maishna resha, maishna sefer. Why is there a difference between the two cases? In one case, we say it's not a get. In one case, we say it is a get. Now, in the first case, we say it's not a get, which we say he didn't die from that illness. In the second case, it says it is a get, even though he didn't die from the illness either. So that's the question of the Gemara. And for the Gemara, Shochu mitam achla ari ein lanu. So in from Eretz Yisrael, they sent a message that we don't understand this halacha of the resha, and we think that it's not a get, because the guy that thought he would die meant an irregular circumstance, and he died from a einus deloy shchiach, and an einus deloy shchiach is not in his thinking. He's not thinking if he dies from an einus deloy shchiach. He meant if he dies from an illness. Not if he dies from an itis leishchiach. That's Bavli. So Bavli, look, what? Again, so Bavli says the guy meant he will die from the illness, not that he dies from a snake bite. That was not included in his thing. And even though he never recovered from the illness, but he didn't die from the illness. And the guy meant dying from the illness, because that's what in his mind is on. He's not thinking about being bitten by a snake.
Even the Shechiach thing, he was not thinking that.
Okay, so the Yerushalmi says there's a difference between the two cases. In case number one, he said he dies from the illness. He didn't die from the illness. In case number two, he said he won't recover from the illness. He never recovered from the illness. So the truth is, there's a difference in the wording here. Bavli does not view that as a difference. Yerushalmi says they don't see a contradiction. In one case, he says again, if he dies from the illness, he did not die from the illness. In the other case, he says it's again, if he doesn't recover from the illness, he didn't recover. Didn't die from the illness. Bavli views both as dying from the illness. So Bavli is saying, if it were a frequent way of dying, that that's included dying during the illness. Mashenkin, if it's infrequent, it's not in his mind, and therefore it's not a get, and Bavli does not understand why there should be a difference. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Eino get the unzid lo shchiachu, lo masik adayte, he doesn't think about it, v'yamer li yamer zayde echayli. Maishna resha, Dr. Rashi, I unzid lo shchiach asik adayte. If he thinks anything that prevents me from recovery, so then resha nami levi gita, he died during that illness. The mechayli zeh le mashmeh le mitoich chayli zeh. See, Rashi interprets mechayli zeh to mean during the illness, not from the illness. Therefore, Rashi says, there's no difference in a guy that says he will die during the illness or a guy who says he won't recover from the illness. The only reason to think an Ari is different is because that's not in his mind. Well, is it or isn't it? So shochu mitamai de maisa shiura be'echot shamem le'emen mechayli zeh. This happened in Eretz Yisrael. V'yachli Ari, and he was eaten by a lion. V'shoch adav el Eretz Yisrael, v'yishivu, ein lono she'eget, d'untzit l'ashriach le'asik adayte. So Bavli learns that when a guy says it maisi mechayli zeh, it doesn't mean die from the illness, it means die during the illness. So to Bavli, there's no difference in maisi mechayli zeh or mo'emet mechayli zeh. In both cases, he never recovered from the illness, and he didn't die from, but he died during. Therefore, Bavli has a contradiction. Yerushalmi says there's a big difference. Mechayli zeh means from the illness. Imlay emad means I won't recover. He didn't recover, but he didn't die from the illness. Therefore, Bavli, Yerushalmi does not view it as a contradiction. And this is as far as we're going today. And everybody should have a wonderful Rosh Chodesh and a good Shabbat.